This is episode number 821, Coffee Conversations with My Internal Team on what it's been like building the School of Greatness Empire.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Margaret Mead said, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has." Mother Teresa said, "None of us, including me, ever do great things. But we can all do small things with great love. And together, we can do something wonderful." We've got another Coffee Conversations back on the School of Greatness podcast. And usually it's just me and Caesar, Matt Cesarato, who is my head of operations, really just runs the business and runs everything here at School of Greatness HQ. It's usually us sharing behind the scenes of what's been working, what's not working, the strategies, the mindset, how we think about things. And today we're bringing on a very special guest, Sarah Livingstone, who is my former executive assistant. She supported me for the last 6 years from really the beginning of the School of Greatness podcast. She was around when it just started. She managed my life, travel, schedule, booked all the podcast guests. She was a chef with me for a while. She's done everything you can imagine. Stylist, whatever it may be, she showed up, event planner, running masterminds, you know, pretty much anything you can think of. She is superwoman and has done it. And prior to working with me, she was an international realtor, property manager, lived all over the U.S. and Guam. She's a proud Midwesterner from Wisconsin and now based in San Diego. She's been an incredible gift to my life and to this brand, to this mission of the School of Greatness to really help the world impact people, live a better life, help people heal from past, have more loving, meaningful relationships, purpose, mission, all that. She's been a part of it. We wouldn't be here without her. And so we brought her on. She's pretty shy. And we brought her on, got her to open up a lot about, you know, reviewing everything from the last 6 years, what she's done with me, what's worked, all the adventures and business, the highlights. We kind of cover everything from the early years till now. The power of building the right team we talk about, the drive to connect with our audience and how out of it the summit of greatness was born. We talk about effort versus skill and which one always wins. And she shares things about me that I never heard that I think you might be interested in hearing as well. So get ready for this. I'm excited about it. Before we dive in,
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12 pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. With Capella University's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
All right, guys, I'm excited about this conversation. The Coffee Conversation with Caesar and Sarah.
All right, welcome everyone to Coffee Conversations, cheers it up. Yes, we've got Caesar and a special guest, Sarah Livingstone in the house.
The lovely Sarah.
The stone of the living. The living of the stone. Sarah has been my assistant for the last 6.5 years or 6 years?
6 years.
6 years, 3 days ago. What's your start day, right?
Monday.
Well, it's 17th, June 17th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's June 19th while we're recording it. And you're leaving us. You're leaving us forever. You're moving on to a new adventure in your life. And it's been an amazing 6 years. So thank you for being here.
Yes.
We thought we'd have you on and give you one final challenge. Your biggest challenge to come on the show, because you don't like being on camera. You don't like speaking in front of people. So we get to constantly help her grow and challenge her to become a better person.
But you're so great at it, and that's the thing.
No.
You have such humor and wit.
When she speaks at the Mastermind every now and then, it's golden.
People love it.
It's golden.
People love it. When they get to know you, it's just like,
I have successfully dodged every camera.
Yeah, photo.
Photo.
It's amazing.
You know?
You have.
For 6 years. I mean.
6 years. So when you first came in, I was looking for an assistant 6.5 years ago. And I was asking everyone. I don't know if I asked you, Matt, if I was asking you, but
I remember that when you were looking for an assistant for sure, because I've seen the previous assistants before that too.
Yeah.
I saw the struggle you had right before Sarah.
Yeah, I had a couple.
It was before I came on the business.
Uh-huh.
So I remember seeing that struggle, and I think, I don't want to get into that, but
yeah.
I think you wanted somebody who was all in and dedicated, and
right.
You were finding people that were like part-time
and half
in and half out, and that was a struggle.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I was like, this is what I need. I need someone who can do anything at all times. I was like talking to everyone. I was like, someone who could cook, who can run around, who can see, who can like sew things, anything, right? And I was telling all my friends and my chiropractor time, Trish, I was telling her, and she was like working on my back or something. And she was like, I think I know someone in Utah. And I go, get her on the phone. Let's get her out here. And I was telling her all the details of what I wanted. And she was like, yeah, this is you. Then you came out for a visit, I think, like a week or two later.
Yeah, well, I was scheduled to come out because I was coming out to interview massage therapy schools.
Right.
And I just happened to be in town, and then we set up the...
It was like a week or two later.
Yeah, it was, the timing was perfect, yeah.
Were you and Trish going to like go into business together? Because Dr. Tricia Smith is like crushing it right now with Wim Hof Method.
Yeah, she was just getting started. She was like maybe a year
in. Well, she was a physical therapist. And she was working on your wrist, right? Because you had that...
Wrist, but also just my back, everything. Like, because I was doing all that CrossFit then, so I was just getting injured constantly.
Well, you were telling me she was the one who literally gave you the mobility back in your wrist.
Yeah, it helped.
From the injury that you had in arena football.
Yeah. I mean, it's still limited, but she helped a lot.
Sure, yeah.
So we met at Earth Bar.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And she was super nervous then. We met there, and I was asking you questions. And you were like, well, I'm going to come and do this massage school. And then I'll work also part-time or something? Is that what you said?
Well, I was just going to come to L.A. to do the school and then go back to Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And then you enrolled me.
I convinced you it was. I said, come on. And you're like, nah, I'm going to go to school. But weren't you going to work and go to school at the same time?
Not here. I was just coming to go to school. And I was staying with Trish while I was
going to. But then when you came on board, you were also like, I'm going to go to school at the same time.
I think I was going to try it out to see how it...
And then 2 weeks later, you're like, yeah, never mind.
Well, you were a full-time job.
See, that's true. I didn't know this. The cool thing I'm hearing right now is, like, you're saying Lewis enrolled you hard.
He and totally interrupted what I was...
people don't know, like, the second you meet Lewis...
She had a vision.
It's like a tractor beam.
Yeah,
you just can't get out.
You're in. You are in.
No.
She had a whole other plan, and I just said, no, I need you here. And you were resisting for a while, I remember. And then you were like, okay, never mind. I think I kept telling you, I was like, what do you want to do? Like, rub... old men like all day long. I was like half naked old men, like hairy bags.
Yeah.
I was like, is this what
I can hear that
happen. Is this what you want to do for the next 10 years of your life? Nothing wrong with that. I mean, hey, or do you want to go change the world or something like that? I think I said something like that. So I'm glad you came on board. It's been 6 long years.
No,
it's been amazing. And we have a timeline of a lot of things I want to talk about. And then we have some questions from our inner circle members for you. But I'm curious, before we get into all this, what's been the biggest lesson of the last 6 years for you while being part of the School of Greatness? Whether it was just me and you in the beginning, or as you've seen the team come grow, and some people come, some people leave. What's been biggest growth for you in 6 years?
Hmm. I would say just that reaffirming that everything and anything is possible, that you've stretched me to get outside of my comfort zone when, you know, if I'm negotiating something on your behalf, like, if it were for me, I would never ask those questions or never push that hard or never ask for a deeper discount or, you know, and so you've stretched me to, you know, get outside of my comfort zone and, you know, knowing that there's always a way, there's always, you know, a lower price or, you know, a better deal. And I would have limiting beliefs or like, there's no way that, no. And, you know, and charm we trust. And sure enough, you ask and
most of the time you figure it out.
Yes, yeah. it would have blow me away. So just a reminder.
And charm we trust.
And charm we trust.
What's an example of something you asked for that you didn't think was going to happen? Can you think of anything? Anything specific come to mind?
I think these aren't really big ones, but I think more just being more recent history is negotiating for the events and venues and, but man, from rent, finding apartments or, I don't know, I'm trying to think. There's been some big ones where I'm like, no way. And I'm like cringing having to even ask the questions and.
See, some's come up for me because, you know, Lewis says, and you always repeated this to me, Lewis's way of requesting anything from anybody is, and it starts like this, and literally if you have a pen and paper right now, use this because it works. And you go, and your request comes in the form of, what are the chances? Mm-hmm. And then you leave that little ellipsis, dot, dot, dot. What are the chances, based on what you're saying is possible, what are the chances we can double or triple or think outside the box or come up with some crazy, outlandish idea or dream and make it happen. Mm-hmm. And it just pushes people that much further to see what's outside of their, because people typically, they want to stay in the comfort zone.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd see myself doing it and I just continue to want to push. And I think, again, we always go back to like the athlete mindset. And I actually have a question for you. What has been like working with us as well in this dynamic?
Right.
Because I mean, I came on a couple of years after you, but I know it's like this athlete mindset is like, let's just push. Let's see what's possible.
Yeah.
Let's not be afraid to ask. Let's get fear out of the equation right now and just go for it. So, I don't know. Back to you. I just have to say that literally this coffee conversations for me is just a straight out celebration of you. Because I have to say the ripple impact you've had on me, on the podcast, on Lewis, on the entire team. I mean, Tiff's sitting here. I just know everybody... We say this as a term of endearment for you. You're the HBIC, which is the head bleep in charge. Insert whatever you want to insert. But I have to say, like, the two things that come to mind about you that just have made such an impact on this business are thoughtfulness and effort. And every part of the way and everything that you do, it's done with such thoughtfulness and care as if it was, like, your family.
Yeah.
And then it's just the effort to just do what it takes. Make that extra ask. Take yourself out of the comfort zone. I mean, the first story you told me about how you guys met and the first ask, I have to start there because I want to talk about that for a second.
So day one.
If you're willing to, day one.
Day one. June 17th, 2013.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I get a text from Lewis. What are the chances you can pick up some shaving cream and razors? I'm like, okay, I could do this. So brand new to LA, go to the CVS down there.
You just moved like 2 days before, the day before.
Yep. Go to the sketchy CVS, get stuck in the elevator. Pretty sure someone had just peed in it before I got in. Stuck in the elevator. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I told him I'd be right there and I'm stuck in this elevator. Finally get out, rush to get the shaving cream, the razors, rush over to your house and knock on the door. He answers. Nothing but a bathrobe proceeds to tell me he needs to shave his entire body.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, it's gonna be an adventure.
Interesting.
Yeah. So fill everybody in on what you were doing.
At the time I was part of an emotional intelligence workshop with Chris Lee in LA, and we had to do an experiment to essentially shed our ego and dress as something that we would be completely uncomfortable being seen as. And for me, that would be a girl. At the time, right? So he said, okay, you need to shave your whole body, makeup, put a wig on, like wear heels, wear a skirt, everything. So
this was an experience in a workshop that I was going through. This isn't like daily life. And she just happened to be there the first day that it was happening. And I needed something right then. I didn't have a shaver because I was always trimming my face with clippers. So I needed like to razor it. So,
do we have a picture of this that we could like post on the show notes page and share with everybody?
In the
Tiff, let's remember to potentially
red
do
boa.
That.
I have a photo
with a red boa.
Red boa.
I think it's my first photo on my phone that I have because it was like transferred over my last phone. Yeah, it was crazy. I think I was wearing a Speedo or like a bikini or something crazy. Anyways, the things we do at School of Greatness. So that was your first day.
Yeah.
That was your first day. We talked about what are the chances. So 2013 was the first year. You came halfway through the year. I was in another apartment down the street.
Mm-hmm.
It was just we just had a kitchen table and a couple of mics set up.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first podcast just launched 5 months before that.
Yeah.
And had come people come over there. I was doing over Skype still sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of Skype calls and audio only at that time.
This was still before podcasting was really a big thing. And when did we move over here? Was that 2014?
13. July.
So it was that year.
It was like right
2013.
Around
yeah. It was the next. That was one of my first tasks to find the place.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, you had done the transformational training where literally right after that, because you had the big podcast where you shared with the world what you had gone through and overcome.
And I was here when I did that.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was powerful. You know, I mean, that was like probably within a month. Like a lot was happening at that time.
No, it was a few months
Little further in.
Later in the year.
Yeah.
Probably like October or something. Yeah, it was interesting. That was 2013?
Mm-hmm.
13.
Yeah, so one of your first opportunities was to figure out like what's a good vent house or apartment mm-hmm. or a condo. And you found Dominic.
Yep.
Who we've been friends with now for 5-6 years.
Yep.
He went through the same workshop. Like everyone we did, we know went through that. And he found us this place. I guess you were looking at other places.
Yeah, we were looking at other places. This wasn't even on the market. He wasn't going to put this on until construction was done. But Dominic was friends with the neighbor.
Who knew about this place and said there's a pocket listing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you used to do real estate, mm-hmm. so you knew all the whole business. And I remember we went to other places and I didn't like any place.
No.
It's like, you didn't like it. You're like,
it was not. Yeah.
And we came here and we just stayed here for like an hour mm-hmm. looking out the view.
Yep.
We've been here ever since. And then we built out the studio in the next few years.
This has changed quite a few times.
Yeah.
This was just a white box and now it's really evolved into, you know, what it is today. So that was the first year, first half a year. Anything else that year? Then we did a big Howe's Holiday Bash.
Yes.
We had like 60, 70 people.
There was a lot of people. Yes. First
year. So you got to tell the story. About the champagne story. It's hilarious. You have to. Because it gives a little insight into Sarah's wit and the like little insight into Lewis.
Yeah. Well, you being literal.
Very literal you can be sometimes. Yeah.
I may have overindulged in some champagne. And then the next day when I came, I was like, oh, who was pouring champagne down my throat? And you were like, who was pouring champagne down your throat? But we were just still getting to know each other. And I'm like, no, I was just kidding. You know,
so I'm just teasing.
Yeah. So that was.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. In 2014, what I have here is we launched School of Greatness Academy. So you were still the only one working with me for a while.
Yeah.
I think I brought someone else on to kind of try to run operations. It wasn't a good fit. We launched School of Greatness Academy year one in 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was 2013. You were shedding your old business. You had sold your previous business.
That's right. I sold my business to my old partner.
To your old business partner. And boom. And then 2014.
The podcast started growing and people said, hey, we want to like be a part of a community. We want more training. Mm-hmm. So we created the course. It was a 6-month program that now is an 8-week program. Mm-hmm. So we did that for a half a year. People loved it.
Yeah.
That core community has been. A lot of them are still friends.
Still,
today.
I know. I remember the names because that's
Colin,
when we were.
Yep. Alyssa, like all these people who've been around.
Claire,
part of the community.
That's when we were like doing T-shirts.
The OGs,
T-shirts, mailing them, hand mailing them.
Sticker, like bumper stickers.
Sticker,
everything.
Yes.
That was a
created
blast.
The School of Greatness T-shirts.
T-shirts, the
My
brand,
crash
everything.
Course and Pantone.
So many people. I remember that. So many people have gone on from that. First round of SOGA and launched books and done mm-hmm. TED Talks and launched their businesses mm-hmm. and so many cool things that they've done. So it's been fun to watch that journey. What else do we have? I sold my first book deal in 2014. The book came out 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a cool win for me to experience my first big book, and you were part of that.
For the team, really. I mean, when and then making New York Times bestseller list,
that was a cool moment.
I mean, the whole team.
I still remember calling you guys. I was in Denver. Mm.
We were all just like waiting, watching the number, like waiting for the release.
That was crazy. So that was 2015. We started in 2014. We also started a webinar course.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life. So don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And that really started to take off as well, teaching people how to run webinars. But 2015, the book came out, and that was like our whole lives for 6 months. It took so much time. You were on the team, right?
I just started.
Right before the book launch?
Yeah.
And you had a significant team. I think you had a team of five.
Brittany, Christine, Asia.
Yeah.
You
and someone else or no?
No, I don't think so.
I think we
had just some agencies with like...
ads or something.
Yeah, and
PR.
Web graphics or...
I don't even know that we had that. We had a graphic designer, PR. But we didn't even really work with like a paid acquisition agency.
Brittany was running Facebook ads.
Yeah, she was doing the Facebook ads. Yeah.
That was a big year because it was just a lot of work. Mm. I was traveling around the country. We were saying yes to everything.
Yep.
Book tour. I was doing interviews like crazy.
No, he was doing all that. It's like, oh, and we're going to do like a 15-city book tour. I'm like, oh, great. Who's planning that?
You were.
Yeah. Oh, me. Okay, great.
I said, start calling up bookshops.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And we we found people like you had made a post about people who could host, and then whoever in those cities we collaborated with. And that was
4 years ago, huh? Man, that doesn't feel like four
Lots
years ago.
Happened. Yeah. Lots happened. Almost October, four years ago, it'll be.
Okay. So you joined the team. We launched the book. That was pretty much the main thing of that year. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did I go to Spain? Was that 2014? Yes, Spain. I went and played professional handball for a little bit in Spain in 2014. 2015, the book came out, book tour. I'm sure there was other stuff that year, but that was the main
highlight. That was the main, the press leading up to it.
It was a lot of time.
After the book tour.
Yeah, it was a lot.
We built some online courses and stuff like that in that time. Continued to expand,
podcast.
Seven-figure webinars. Yep.
We started doing the podcast three times a week that year, I believe.
Yeah. Is that when we went to video?
16.
You made the commitment. Tiff came on board right at the beginning of 2016.
Is that right? February? Yes. January, February. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 2016, we had the summit that year. It was the first year. You guys remember that?
First year, Summit of Greatness.
That was crazy.
Yes.
We had no clue what we were doing. We just said, let's do this mm-hmm. cool conference and bring everyone around the world together and that's make it an inspiring experience. We had no, that was a lot of stress.
Yeah, but I think that's almost one of my favorite, or the highlight of these 6 years was the completion of year
the first one
summit.
Really, the completion, why?
Yeah, just because not knowing what we were up to
everything
or how, like, we're just so naive, like, oh, yeah, this sounds great, and just, like, all the work, and then just the core team, and just being, you know, because of, you know, we're all remote, and so we're coming together, and just the accomplishment of that, and
bonding, mm-hmm. experience.
It's great.
So many things were last minute. We're just like figuring it out behind the scenes,
and that's
20
again,
seconds before,
yeah.
and we just made it happen somehow.
And charm we trust, and that's the magic of this team and
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
That you know, we believe that
somehow,
we can pull it off.
And somehow we pulled it off.
We do.
We could probably prepare for everything a lot better, but we always make it work.
Well, I mean, in these years too, it was growth. We were checking out new opportunities for our business because you just continued to evolve and grow over time. We brought products and courses in based off of demand. We had people asking for this, and then you're like, all right, team, let's go create this. We had people saying, let's get together. You know, and really, Summit of Greatness was born because you had such a powerful, and I remember you telling me about it, you had such a powerful connection of seeing people in person because after your School of Greatness book launch, you met everybody individually, and you were so impacted. Your heart was so impacted. You're like, I'm absolutely physically drained, but I've never been filled up more in my life, and I have to duplicate this. And then that year, you know, Kat, your sister Catherine, mm-hmm. who is our event planner, we went in 2015 to World Domination Summit, which is where you spoke, which is a powerful keynote. It's online. I mean, we should probably add that link in there because that's just a beautiful keynote. That was the first time I was just like, this is, I mean, you on stage in that moment was great. You had, you know, sold from stage and spoken at some smaller events, but that stage was like, wow, I mean, Kat and I are sitting there in tears and we're like, everybody else is in tears and watching you speak, you know, about this, you
Crazy.
Know, topic and about your life. And so I think, again, Summit was born from just you having gone through the School of Greatness book launch and then going, I just want to get everybody together mm-hmm. and I want to bring them to my hometown. You want to give back to your hometown because a lot of what you want to do is always going back to your roots, you know, and that's, I think the Ohio grown in you is just like, I want to give back to my community. I want to give back where I can. So you brought it back to CBUS, and that's actually where we met.
So it's
like close to my heart. So I'm so happy we're there every year. Summit of Greatness this year is what? September 5th to the
7th.
Yeah.
Get your tickets.
That's it.
Sarah will be there. Give her a hug.
Yes.
Sarah will be there. Sarah's still on. Even though she's technically leaving her current position, you're staying on through Summit of Greatness, which, I mean, if you guys are going to come there, give Sarah a big hug for me. Because she has created so much for this podcast community. And I'm going to celebrate you this entire time. We're going to bring it back to you every time.
2016, we did the summit. We also launched, we sold the Mask of Masculinity book deal. We launched the Legacy course. Mm. And we launched the Greatest Mastermind at the end of the year. So that was another big year. It's a lot.
It's just growth, opportunity, again, based on demand. We had people asking for this, people asking for that. You know, they wanted the mastermind opportunity to work closer one-on-one with you because we really didn't have that. All we had was courses, which is video trainings of you. And then we had a couple office hours with some of our courses where they get a virtual group call. And now here we are. I mean.
But all the while, he's getting pulled in a million different directions. Remember the, like, different pilots?
Oh, my gosh.
Like the takeover, you know, going on set.
You came on set for a few different things. That was kind of, that was cool, huh?
But
none of those led to anything.
But all behind the scenes of all the things that are working, there's many things that you're working, trying to make happen or exploring. And, you know, it just.
Working your magic behind the scenes, having conversations, seeing what's possible.
You never know what's going to work until you actually do it. And we've done a lot of things that didn't work. We just don't show those a lot.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think we've done a lot of things that worked. It's a matter of then what do you want to continue and build your business around? And that's what's really happened in the last couple of years.
Because we can make anything work at some point.
I mean, we're just there. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had our offsite where we were just diving into what our core business is.
Yeah.
And it's like we have this option. Problem of options. There's so much we could do, but it pulls us in so many different directions and inevitably pulls you in so many different directions. And bottom line is we just get back to our core business is podcasting.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And that's why we're here. And
this
we're here to stay. Yeah.
2017, we did the second year of Summit of Greatness.
We launched the Mask of Masculinity book tour, which was intense, but we had a better footing on what to do because we had a lot of structure from the previous one, previous book launch. We launched another book a month later, The Millionaire Morning. We launched our monthly membership, Inner Circle, which has been incredible. And we did, we finished the Mastermind year one. Is that right? We finished in year one?
That's right.
And that was a, what was the biggest highlight from the year for you, 2017, with everything? Second year summit, the second book, membership, Mastermind completion.
I think it's the Mastermind, having been involved with that. And like Matt said, we have Kat, your sister, an amazing event planner, and seeing her action at Summit and being able to take that away and, you know, recreate experiences for the Mastermind members here in LA and really taking the lead on that and getting stretched in that capacity.
You crushed it. You absolutely crushed it. Every single weekend you've created for that Mastermind community has been top notch. I mean, people are always asking us, like, what do you do? How do you do it? It's unbelievable. And I mean, beyond the members, they're like, oh, give us your blueprint, how you, you know, conduct these. And
I mean,
it's right here.
Find a Sarah.
Right here.
She's the one that does it all.
Really?
Your attention to detail and your ability to really connect with each Mastermind member is what makes the difference for them, I think. Because you just, you know their name, you're very thoughtful of what they need, and that's really powerful. 2018, third summit, we moved to Ohio Theater. Was that last year we moved?
Mm-hmm.
So we did the same event but in a new space, three times
the
size.
Yeah, it's like starting over.
I felt like starting over.
It did. It was.
Yeah, it did.
It was a lot. So, but it was also very exciting. It was just a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it never fails to be exciting and, you know, still get that.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm excited for this year.
Yeah.
Just to be in person.
It's going
to
be
amazing this
year. Yeah.
I mean, last year we had Wycliffe, that closing party.
Oh my gosh, it was insane.
Years before, DJIRE, like just closing it with just a dance party. I don't know. It's like you have this amazing consumption of these keynote speakers that are just filling your soul and with possibilities and opportunities for your life to grow. And then to just celebrate it at the end.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Gosh,
I think we need to have a dance party for Sarah.
I don't know.
Should.
I can't keep up with tips.
We're going to bring you up on stage and we're going to make you dance in front of everybody.
No.
Take you out of your comfort zone.
No. Crowd surf.
Crowd surf.
No.
Yes.
Yes. Crowd surf. We're going to make you crowd
Sarah
surf.
Lewis
and I are going to pick you up. Sarah, we're going to toss you into the crowd.
Yes. So that was 2018, 30-year summit. We launched a talk show on Facebook, Inspiring Life with Lewis Howes. That was an interesting experience. And
it was amazing.
That was
cool.
You came out for one of the shows.
Yes. Yeah,
one
came out to New York. You shoot in Brooklyn.
That was an awesome experience.
It was great. I mean, here's the thing. The one thing that just resonated with me is as a small team of entrepreneurs, we can get so much done so much more quickly.
Yeah.
So when you're kind of like waiting around for the process of that, that was the most daunting thing. It's like just this waiting game. All right, lawyers
CDs
conversing, conversations.
Yeah.
It feels like the reason I love this is because we have such the ability and power to just move and make massive changes quickly in a business. And that's where I think, man, I don't know. It's just like the next TV show we do, I say we just do it ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, and partner with somebody great, but.
I like it.
I know we went big. Facebook was an amazing partner. I mean, we had a lot of fun, a lot of learning from that experience.
Yeah.
And I just feel like, let's just do it ourselves.
Exactly.
That's how I always go back to that. Like, let's do
what we
ourselves.
Want, you know?
Yeah.
When you have a partner, you have to, you know, create the win-win. So.
Yeah.
So we did that. We had the Mastermind second year. And then that was 2018. What else was in last year? What else was big? The talk show took up a lot of time and energy.
That was a lot of work.
Plus, this was all about doing the podcast three times a week over the last 3 years, 4 years. So,
and everything just hanging out there waiting, tentative till, you know, we need this answer to make that answer. And
and it's always focusing on the podcast. The one thing we're not talking about is the continuation of the podcast, three episodes a week. So we had to get ahead, you know, for that time when you were going to be in Brooklyn, New York, the shoot. And we just didn't know how long. And then at the last minute, we realized our team is the sole support on launching on this platform.
All the marketing, the promotion.
Everything. I know we talked about this on our last, you know, coffee conversations, but everything, last minute, they're like, oh, it's you guys.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, we had no idea. we weren't contracted to do it, but you know what our team did? We just said, okay, let's suck it up, let's organize, let's plan, and let's launch this as best as we can. And
do our best.
I think we did great. We did really great. Inspired a lot of people with that show. I mean, the comments were pretty awesome to see.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So that was 2018, and then 2019, this year, we're working on another book. I've been traveling a ton this year. I think I've been to, I don't know, 7 or 8 countries already.
Handball.
And we're working on Summit of Greatness Year 4, writing the next book, podcast growth.
So many meetings.
Oh, my gosh. So many TV pitch meetings.
This has been the
meetings.
Year of meetings.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. All my free time is meetings.
Yeah.
So it's all good stuff. We're really getting to know people in Hollywood, but it's been interesting. But you also started, you told us like 3 months ago that you're transitioning out.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a short year for you.
Yeah.
And that's your life in the last 6 years.
Sums it up.
And you've been in complete support through the process, supporting with us, finding that transition, finding the right person. So, I mean, I'm sincerely grateful for that because, I mean, you could have just said, hey, I'm out, guys.
No way.
And you always continue to hold us high, lift this business up, you know, the School of Greatness, 418 Media, Lewis Howes, all of us. So, boom.
It's been my tagline.
That's it.
Keeping Lewis Howes alive since 2013.
Yes, I like that.
So what are some things that are coming up for you? What's some advice you could give to other people on other teams? If they're an assistant of another team, what should they really think about if they're wanting to be an assistant or if they just want to be on a team for a company? What advice would you have to be a great player, team player?
Yeah, I just think doing whatever it takes and whatever your title may be, you know, that might mean you do other things. I mean, I scrub toilets if you know, a podcast guest was coming in, vacuum the floor, you know, whatever it takes to get the job done or what your team members need. So it's just.
Right. What's been the biggest challenge year after year? Or challenges? Working with me, working with the team in this business, our mission, our vision.
Yeah, I mean, there are challenges at the time because you're a dreamer and you dream big and you continually stretch me and the team. And so the challenge at the time is, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Really, again? Or you're going to try to pull this off in this time frame? But then when we pull it off, it just feels good. Mm. So the challenge really is just an opportunity for growth.
What do you think was the biggest challenge you faced internally over the last 6 years that you've now overcome and you're like, I don't know why I was so stressed out about that one thing? Or
I think just being on this podcast right now is overcoming a lot of fears.
Maybe
but
something in the first 3-4 years where you're like always stressed or nervous about, but now you're like, oh, it's no big deal.
Just not feeling like, you know, I belonged in this world, you know, I had no idea what to expect coming into this, but, you know, having a skill set of just being a supporter and, you know, loving to cook, just loving to take care of people and being very nurturing, not having a skill set of podcasting or editing or, you know, a lot of the courses that we use and the programs and platforms we use, not having experience with those things and then thinking like, oh, I'm just, you know, the assistant or I don't have that skill set. And so feeling like I didn't belong, but, you know, realizing that all those little things matter. And, you know, I support you at the highest level, which I got really clear in the, you know, leadership program that we did that I am a leader. And, you know, through you, I've been able to impact people. And, you know, I'm proud of the work you do. And I do feel like, you know, I've been a part of that and your movement and your mission. So it's given me the opportunity and you've given me a place and purpose. You know, I feel emotional, but yeah.
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
It's been amazing, yeah. That's cool. Okay. What questions do you have for Sarah, Matt?
Oh, man. Questions?
What do you think would be helpful for people to hear?
I think it'd be supportive to hear, again, that the contribution, you know, as Sarah was just saying, like, I didn't know these platforms. I didn't have experience in this. But I think just the willingness to do what it takes, like you said, the willingness to just insert the effort instead of the know-how at times wins out almost all the time. In my experience with having people on your team, hire somebody who's just willing to do what it takes and has the effort. Effort wins out over, in my mind, skill or intellect or experience at times. Because, I mean, I'm happy to allow somebody to learn and grow on the job and insert themselves in your business and really learn the business. It's kind of how I got to know this online, you know, world and podcasting in general. I came from a corporate background. So I'm just wondering what the question is, but I think the question for you is just, what does it take in your heart to have that? What do you have to shed and let go of to just say, I'm all in? You know, what has it taken for you, and what are the mental conversations you have with yourself? At times, I'm sure, when you're like being asked, like, shoot, I got to do this again, or gosh, what, this again? Or man, I want to resist, but what does that create for me? And I don't know, what's the mindset for you? What's your mental mindset coming into every day? You know, I know you have a very strong ritual and habit of waking up every morning and meditating. Like, what is your mindset? I think that'd be really powerful to share if you're willing to.
Well, it's shifted over the years just because my role, I mean, what I do today versus from day one, it has evolved. And I, you know, other than, you know, being a shooting the podcast, I've been involved in almost everything, you know, in some capacity. And so it's just changed and transitioning from being more in studio to virtual and the different roles, it's just changed. But I think the mindset, again, is just doing whatever it takes. How am I going to be in service today? And also check my crap at the door, you know? Like, we all have bad days or personal things, but my role is to make every day a good day for you. So I just come in just like, how can I support? Whether it's a cup of coffee or, you know, booking your travel. So it's just seeing the need, seeing you, assessing you, and
going from there.
Yeah.
What you did really well is you always try to think like 3, 4, or 5 steps ahead of me, which I think is very powerful for your position, as opposed to needing to ask all the time something you're always thinking. Okay, he's gonna need this when he lands in London. He's gonna need this next. And
Yeah, if you had to ask me for something, I would take that like as feedback for myself. Like, oh man, I.
So you did a really good job of that. Yeah. What was the greatest perks for you over the last 6 years? Just like benefits of being outside of like getting paid to do a job. What was like the perks?
I think just seeing the amazing people come through these doors and sit in this seat. And I also...
You learned a lot listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Going through personal challenges yourself or health or whatever it may be at the time. We would have guests in and you would read their book or you would learn and listen and you would apply it. You know,
Back in the day, every book, Yeah, Wim Hof has been huge, that practice for me personally. And
Well, you used to do all the research. You were the one reading the books, writing the questions.
Page to page, read each of those books.
Every book and would give me note cards where I would interview people.
Yes.
I remember that.
Remember handwritten before the iPad? Handwritten note cards?
Handwritten cards.
Greatness. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That was like 5 years ago, maybe.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block. Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva. Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
That was a while. was a while ago.
So you learned a lot as well just by
being
a part of the team.
Yep.
Sorry, I cut you off. What was
I was going to say the Pencils of Promise trip.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a privilege.
Until the last day, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I'll still take it, though. That was...
So
we took, it was rough, but
we took the team to Guatemala.
Yes.
Tiff was there as well. Mm-hmm. Christine came, and then it was a fun time. What'd you experience there?
Just the children. I mean, and even just the community in general. Just having so little in way of material things, but the happiest people you could meet. It was just
fun.
Mind blowing, and also. I believe it was the first school you built and dedicated to your
mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw.
And getting to see that and the impact and just, I obviously know what you're up to and the impact you're making and pretty big deal in my eyes. But, you know, in the day to day, you don't really realize it. And to see you and the impact you're making and the people's feedback and hearing the stories and the testimonials and...
Yeah.
How you've impacted their lives. It's just like, wow. And in turn, again, I feel that I've also had a part in that.
Yeah,
so, you know, that feedback to you, I also take very personally. And
oh, that's cool. That's good.
Yeah.
So that was a perk. What other perks?
Who was your favorite guest, actually?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Couple of guests.
Who's coming to mind?
Well, one of my favorite interviews that it wasn't necessarily, it was before... we did in studio, or actually, I might have met him. I think it was when you were in the Santa Monica place, but Brendan Schaub.
You loved it. You were dying laughing.
Because
right?
He really, they were giggling. Yeah, I don't know. I saw a different side of Lewis. Like anyone who
funny.
Could get him
it was
to
like
laugh,
a funny,
like really genuinely laugh like that. What I just
I did something different with that too. I remember I was like, let me find 10 things in common between us.
Yes, that's right.
I remember that specifically. Yes. I should do this with everyone, but I really researched and I was like, what are the things that we have in common? Because he was like a birthday. His birthday was like the day or two after mine. We both played football. There was like a few things really quick and I was like, let me find 10 things. And we were just dying laughing.
Yeah, it was the banter. The banter. I don't know. It was just really funny.
And he's blown up since then. He's got like an HBO or Showtime special and touring around the world and all that stuff. So he's one of your favorites still.
The favorite podcast. I mean, just...
It's funny.
That just always, because I get asked that a lot, you know, but that just.
Brendan Schaub, there you go.
Yeah.
Just try to get him back on. That's cool. Who else? Favorite female podcast?
I really like the Barbara Corcoran.
Oh, yeah.
Recently. She was, again, she's funny. Like, I just like the humor, you know, but obviously a lot of value as well, so.
Right. Huh. What were some of the challenges that you overcame?
With the podcast or just in general? With
the team, six years, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's just, it will always remain a challenge. It's just the, sometimes not lack of preparation, but your big ideas in really tight
short
turnaround.
Short amount of time. Yep.
The runway. It's like trying to take off a 747 in a small, tiny airport.
20 feet.
Yeah.
It's like, let's find a way.
But again, it always...
Figure
works
out a way.
Out, yeah.
What was there ever a time you wanted to quit? They like honestly wanted to quit, not just like, oh, this is a bad day. I'm out of here. But until this year.
Yeah. No. I mean.
Did it ever push you too much that you were like, this guy's a jerk. I'm out of here.
Not that you're a jerk, but yeah, you'd push me a lot. I mean, it's just again the. The big dreamer, you know, like just big dreams that, you know, we had to.
Give us some dirt. Give us something, you know, or a funny moment or a little behind the scenes.
I used to scare Sarah all the time for years.
Yeah, I'm super jumpy.
Super jumpy. I would scare her.
Like,
we'd film.
Tim's like, I mean, I think I could just be sitting there like,
and I
scream,
remember that a lot.
Bloody murder.
Yeah, I remember that a lot.
Yeah.
I just walk into the studio like, in the morning, you know, just listen to my phone or on a phone call, and I'd like just turn the corner, and you just turn around and just—I mean, that scream is like a bloody
so loud.
Murder scream.
What were some of the things, maybe three or four things that you noticed over the last 6 years that really allowed our business to grow and allowed for growth to happen? Whether it was with me or how our team worked together, what were some things that you just noticed that maybe I'm not even aware of, or maybe I am, but that would be powerful for people to listen to.
I think bringing on Matt.
It's game changer. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And huge.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why was that powerful?
I think because he was able to rein you in an organized way to take your ideas and make them a reality. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously all your input and stuff, but he made it happen in an organized fashion and, you know, reined in the troops and
organize it better.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to organize team, manage team, and be the creative content person, and it was just a lot for me.
Yeah. And then so I think that allowed you the freedom to focus on what you do best. Mm-hmm. And there was also a shift with Lewis, and I don't know when exactly it was. I really couldn't even say. But you really, like, wouldn't pop off, or, like, you would just be calmer and...
I used to be angrier.
Not, like just...
Here's the thing. I'll share this. You wouldn't pop off, but... I could see, like, you're so tenacious and relentless. Yeah. And it could be a text message, and it could be something like this. Like, I'll just come up with some random example that's just out there. But say a podcast episode goes up, and, like, I don't know, there's the wrong link or something like that. And it's rarely happened over time. But when it does happen, you're just like, so why did it happen? Like, and what do we got to do? And, like, every single question you have is trying to get to the core problem and then relinquish that problem so it doesn't repeat.
And I would say, what do we need to do that this never happens again?
But you tend to sometimes, like, just repeat the same question. And it's like, we gave the answer. But I understand, like, it's just that, I don't know, it's that tenacious part of you that's like, let's just make sure we continue to elevate and grow and do better next time. And
not these little mistakes all the time,
Yeah.
I can't stand little mistakes.
Yeah.
For some reason. But I've gotten more patient with what you're saying.
Yeah. He's just more mellow.
Yeah.
Huh.
More mellow. And
until it's like happened multiple times in a row, then I'm still like.
Yeah. There's a breaking point for me. Yeah.
Where it's just not acceptable anymore, especially when I'm like paying someone a certain amount. I'm like, okay, why are we making these mistakes? Maybe that's something I need to work on, but.
You have.
Yeah.
I feel like you have.
That's good. Okay.
And,
So you've seen the patience.
Yeah.
What else have you seen that makes our business work really well and stand out? And
the consistency of the podcast, like non-negotiable, 3 episodes and, you know, doing whatever it takes to get the guests and just always leading with love and how you can be of service. And... I mean, I guess that's just been pretty much a consistent, I mean, really.
I think our team meetings have really been impactful. You know, we really started, I remember when we came on, I don't even know if you guys had team meetings, but I was like, we got to have a weekly team meeting. We got to have a weekly.
We had your mom, Ali, me and you, we were sitting at the table, we're like, all right, guys.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
I'm like, I don't know, but I got something in the oven. I had laundry going, like... It took a while for those to stick,
of course.
Now it's non-negotiable. We need to connect as a team.
It's so impactful and powerful.
The challenges, and you brought along the huddle, which is great because
the end of the week, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of where you're not there, and we can really speak freely,
talk about all these
our grievances, or you know, just
really talk about
real
the challenges.
Talk.
Yeah. you would really
realize there's a line to me on the team calls. Yeah.
No, it's just more grateful.
I need to tune in on a
here's the thing.
On a huddle and listen in and see what's really happening one day.
You can listen anytime. Yeah. We'd love to have you there. I would love to have you there, but I just realize it's always trying to allow you to have the space to create, do what you do best, which is create, be the visionary, be the master networker, like focus on your superpowers. Like, I just see you on team calls, and it's my experience of you, like, on team calls. Like, if it's not laser to the point and within 15 minutes, you're just like...
I got to go take the action.
And then you're on your phone, it's like, well...
Because I'm trying to take the actions right there.
We know, and it's like, we lost him.
We lost
him. Like, if you didn't get it in, like, soon. He's gone. Yes. See you next week, because he's gone. Yeah. You just see the look.
What are 2 or 3 things that you observed in the last 6.5 years, or really this year... What advice would you give us moving forward without you here on how we can improve and be better?
I mean, it's just going to be better just by way of I'm really excited for the new team members and, you know, the skill set that she has. And but just the communication, keeping the huddles, keeping the team calls going, and just everyone being on the same page, you know, and Summit bringing everybody together. We did, we had the one, or we did a few times, the like team outings. We did the helicopter ride.
And, that was fun.
Yeah.
More of those are good.
I think so, just to have the, it was before.
Were you there?
Oh, no,
you weren't there.
No, right. She was just like.
It's me, you, Christine, and Brittany.
Yeah, yeah. Before me.
Yeah. Yeah. But doing stuff like that, you know, everyone working remotely.
I'm surprised. Helicopter ride? You didn't get sick?
I got a little.
You get like motion sickness, don't you?
Yeah, it was.
Wasn't that bad.
Remember the Disney trip?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, the Disney trip was so much fun. We were having a blast. You and I at Disney drinking beers.
I was sick in the nurse's office for 5 hours.
Mickey's infirmary.
Oh, I felt so bad. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you were there for 4 hours just laying in the infirmary. No one else is in this infirmary. No little kids, like with scraped knees. There was like no one there. It's just Lewis.
The fetal position.
Literally.
The little kids ride.
Sweating. Like you just were sweating.
Oh man.
You just could not get out of this funk, this motion sickness. I mean, your equilibrium was off.
Blue Angels.
Oh my gosh, driving back in the Tesla.
I was so out of it.
You just laid in the car like,
I know, he's hot, then he's cold. Hot, cold, like
you were just huffing like.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
I felt like I was on Mars for days.
Yeah.
I just felt like so out of it.
No, how about the Tesla when it wasn't charged and we're like, how are we gonna get through the desert? We're like, there was no charging station. We're like,
what do we do?
Well, we found one, but we were lucky to get there. But then I'm on hold forever with customer service, finally get the line drops. We had a dead zone.
Could AAA actually give us a boost?
Like portable battery?
But we were like 2% away or so. I mean,
from the station?
The Tesla was like down to, because it was El Centro is where their base is.
We're trying to go down the hill. We're like, charge up the battery.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So we charged it, huh? I just passed out the whole time?
We made it.
The whole way back.
Yeah.
Passed out. And I remember I was passed out during the charging time too, I guess.
No, that's when we went to the mall. It was the mall.
I got a smoothie.
The there.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
That was on the way back. There. Yeah. On the way back. Because you had to speak like the next day.
Oh my God, it was miserable.
Yeah. Because I took the train back. Mm-hmm. Were you in San Diego at that time?
Yeah.
It was a misery.
We took it back with
Tiff and I took the train back. Yeah. Oh man.
That was miserable.
Oh my goodness. Well, reel it back in. Here, let's reel it back in.
So other advice for us moving forward. How can we grow? How can we be better?
Well, a little preparation.
I was gonna say that. I didn't want to put the words in your mouth because I saw the you were puckering like preparation. Like that's it. Like that's so important. I mean,
when we can, I think, you know, we've gotten really good at just pulling stuff off. And we make it work, but I think there's room to really elevate the next level with, you know, control the controllables, and things are still going to come up and things will be last minute, but
right.
I get it. You're pulled in so many directions, so many exciting things, but
prepare,
you know, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I always say this about Lewis. He's just like, he thrives. He's like a fourth quarter. He's like a bottom of the ninth. Like, I want to catch the final touchdown pass to win the game in the corner of the end zone, fully stretched out. Yeah. Like, it's like you have prepared for those moments, and you just thrive in those moments. There's been a couple times I've seen you, like, getting ready to speak from stage, and we'd even start preparing early on. The team is supporting and conversations and getting slides together and all this.
And I'm like, what am I going to say?
And then last minute, you're like, so what are we doing? And like, so we just got used to just also preparing in the wings for every possible moment.
Yes,
and
that's where
you, again, just you have supported in such a way. Once you learn how Lewis works, I mean, that's it. At the end of the day, I mean, every key person on this team is here to support you, obviously as a business owner. And we just need to grow and find ways to work around it. I mean, that's it. But preparation is key, obviously, in any business to really be successful, you know? Yeah,
prepare.
That's it. The whole time he's like, not gonna happen.
But it's like, here's the challenge. It's like when you got like a Michael Jordan who is just, can hit the final shot, can like just pull it off.
Yeah,
I mean, even some of the greatness, like you're like, I don't know what I'm gonna say. And I got my walkie on backstage, and you're like, I'm like, all right, here's some talking points. This is what we've been talking about. I'm pulling up my phone, like Google Sheet. I'm like, all right, this is what we got. What about talking about this? You're just like, I got it. Just came to me.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what?
Yes.
Like, I'd be losing my mind.
What speech you did, the five?
Like, bulletproof? Was that it or no?
No, I think you did another version of it.
Here at the Wonderlust.
It was a book
We
site.
Did the greatness event here.
We're like, what are you going to do? He's literally like, just like 20 give me a few minutes. Goes in his room and meditates.
I think we were driving to the facility, and I came up with it in the car.
Oh, well.
I think that's what happened.
Meditating was another speech.
It was like the five G's of something,
said,
right?
Yes, five
I just made
G's,
it up.
Yeah.
But they all worked extremely well when I was thinking about them. I was like, okay.
It was so, I'm like, but people, I didn't believe you really just made that up.
But people loved it. Mm-hmm. And I saw other people taking the same content and using it in other places.
Yeah.
Because I'd, you know, done a lot of work before, a lot of speeches and had these exercises. So I just kind of put them all together in a format that worked for this audience. So I don't recommend it. It doesn't make you feel peace.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like, it brings me to focus. In the last minute, I focus in those moments, and I don't know.
Well, it's just part of you. You've
pressure's on.
You've harnessed your own weakness into a strength.
I was always a last minute guy.
Yeah.
Last minute Lewis.
Last,
school, last minute
I
Lewis.
I did not think of that one.
I don't know.
Last
why.
Minute Lewis. In school, I didn't start writing my 5-page papers until like 3 hours before. We would have 2 weeks to do the research and write the paper, and I would just pull an all nighter, write it a few hours before, and somehow, you know, pass a class.
I think you must be thinking about it. I mean, it must be like Rory Vaden's book, Procrastinate on Purpose, or something like that. There's a pieces of...
In my mind.
You harness your procrastination into somehow working for you.
There's a little seed in there somewhere.
I mean, yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well, back to Sarah.
Any final questions for Sarah, Matt? Or any final thoughts?
I don't know. I think we got through a lot of the inner circle questions about behind the scenes of our team. We're happy to share anything more, obviously. And I think I'm just curious, what's next for Sarah Livingstone?
I don't know. That remains to be seen, you know?
You got a lock and key on it?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Give us something.
Well, I really want a family. And, you know, so it's getting clear on that and what that's going to look like.
You are going to be unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, you with Bella, when you were here last week, staying with us.
Oh, Bella's the cutest.
I mean, she fell in love with you within 2 seconds. She just sat next to you and was like your little buddy.
I know, it's cute because we always FaceTime, you know. And
she loved
she's
you,
like,
huh?
She's out of the screen. Like,
yeah.
She came to you pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, like that.
Yeah.
Faster than me. Takes her like 20 minutes with me.
I mean, but now you're just so giant. Just like when you probably walk up to her, she's just like, Like it takes her a second. Oh, but then when you start throwing her up in the air,
she won't
like,
get away from
she's
me.
She's like, more, more.
She does this thing, it's more. More. Yeah. She more. Won't get off of me after I do that.
She won't.
And I'm
she
like, gets, I'm exhausted. I'm like,
she cries when you leave.
Oh,
she cried when you left.
Oh. Oh.
It's my family here.
Mama Sarah.
Yeah. Mama Sarah.
Mama Sarah.
Well, any final questions, Matt? Any final questions you have for us? We're going to see you in the next few months, but I mean.
I don't know. I'm just proud of you for getting on the podcast.
Yes,
I think it's such tremendous value to just talk behind the scenes, pull back the curtain a little bit, and just share that. I mean, it's been an unbelievable 6 years. I've known you for that time because Lewis enrolled us in that transformational workshop back then. I'll never forget.
You guys went through a lot together.
What are the chances? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we really were friends before we actually started working together.
Because you weren't working with us. Yeah, were you? Were you on the team?
No.
No.
It was almost a year and a half before.
We were the same
Player. Yeah. So we were just friends. We'd go to Rock and Riley's.
Yeah.
Play shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard, yeah. We would.
That's interesting. Yeah, so you guys knew each other for a while before you came on.
Yeah, we did.
What was that like being friends and then having Matt work with you and kind of also managing part of your work experience? Was that a challenge at times?
He came in just super sly and just like, oh, yeah, I'm just here to support.
And then it became like, threw the hammer down.
Hammer. Yeah, like, I'm like, who is this?
I kind of came in here like, I'm just going to observe. And then I'm like, all right,
we got to dig some.
Let's go.
You guys had some challenges at different.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva MagiWrite is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Times, right? You guys had some like...
Well, you it had wasn't a nickname like for me, Chippy.
Chippy. Right? You just tell it.
But you guys had
you got me a mug. You got Chippy. Me a mug that said Chippy. It was like Christmas gift. I was like, I don't know whether to enjoy this or be insulted. No, I'm teasing.
But. How did you guys handle conflict between each other and move past it and where it didn't like resent certain things, you know, at times?
The good old lingo from...
MITT, the workshop?
I think it was just like...
We would just talk. Like, yeah. We'd talk it out. Talk about what the upset was. We wouldn't let it just kind of brood, you know? It's like, let's just get through it. Let's talk about it. And I don't know. What's your experience?
Yeah. I mean, he's like, do we have to have a clearing?
A clearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Did you always get through it?
Yeah.
Of course.
When were you most pissed off with me? Was there anything I did or said or didn't do that you were super angry with me and you...
I'm sure.
Besides, like, little things, I guess. But was there ever a moment where you're like, I'm really mad at him?
Well, here's the challenge, because I'll just say this. I know that personal assistant, executive assistant, is such a... Like, her first point of contact and support is you. Business second. Like, that's just... And everybody else is kind of business first. Obviously, you are the focal point, but with the business in mind. So for me, I just remember a couple instances where it was like, I came on, and my whole... identity was around shedding the stress of, you know, people management from you and making sure that any conversations needed to be had that were sensitive conversations were mine to be to have with everyone. So there was like this part where I remember a couple times there was a, I'd be talking to Sarah and she'd be like, well, if Lou's upset, he could just talk to me. He could tell me about this. I just remember a couple times that there were like, I was
so then
I was like, all right, you know what? At the end of it, you guys talk about it, but I would just be there to support in any possible way, like even be in the room, like, what do we need to talk about?
We had one of those moments, didn't we?
We did.
Where Matt was like in the middle of both of us. What was it, years ago, huh?
That was a few years ago.
When was it? What happened? I don't remember what happened.
I can't recall either. But I
you were really mad at me or something.
I was like therapist. I was like, I just pulled out my notebook. I'm like.
You don't remember? You remember?
Oh, I remember.
I don't remember what it was.
You don't forget something like.
Sarah never forgets.
I do have a really good memory.
You remember what this was? I can't remember where we were, but we had like a sit down.
Let's finish off with a little talk. Juicy gossip.
No, I want to talk about all the like.
Do you remember that moment or no?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me later?
Well, maybe.
Just tell me later. It's going to make me look bad. I don't know.
No. I just want to talk about the thing.
How do we resolve that? I can't remember.
We
I remember
did. Because we're strong and powerful people that work in the space of fixing and clearing and moving on, you know, creating a more powerful relationship than it was before, you know?
Not having upset. And for me, and again, coming in with good energy is huge, and you're super sensitive to energy. If somebody's off, that throws you off. Yeah. So any issue we had, we've had to move through quickly.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
I feel we have.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, kind but firm. Be willing to have the hard conversations, but like just outline what the request is. What's the request going forward? And can you honor that request or not? And then just try to keep moving.
I think our dynamic's been really good. If there's ever been...
It's only one time I remember. Yeah, one time. Yeah, let's leave it on a positive note. Again, this is a celebration of 6 years.
Sarah Livingstone. Amazing. We appreciate you. We acknowledge you. You're amazing. Couldn't have done this without you. Seriously. It's been incredible.
It's been awesome.
Yeah, it's been
amazing. Thank you for the opportunity.
It's sad. There's a little piece of Lewis.
I'm sad.
There's a little piece of us that's like, no. It's like, Sarah's part of our team. She's our family. Like, we're going to do what it takes to keep her here.
When Sarah came to me or came to us and said she was leaving, you were very nervous. You were like, a lot of emotions coming up for you because, you know, you've been a part of this team for so long and it's more than just a job. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking in that moment, I go, I have an opportunity where I can be the biggest jerk in the world and try to enroll you to stay and figure out any way possible to get you to stay. And I bet there might be a way to get you to stay. Mm-hmm. If I really wanted to, I would figure out any way, incentives, whatever it may be.
What? It was coming from you.
No.
So you said I have zero power of enrollment over you.
You, no, the two of you, what you just saw of me, like even getting on this podcast.
Tiff's even like, oof.
No.
If we were sitting as a tag team,
I would be done.
Yeah. I knew sitting at Starbucks at a moment, I was just like, man, this is a lot for you to talk about. And I was like, if this is really that big a deal for you, then it's meaningful for you to like want to have this next chapter of your life of the potential of starting a family, however that's going to look for you. And I was just like, do I want to be someone that supports someone in their dreams and really like, if that's what you want, I want you to have it. Or do I want to be selfish because you're the greatest thing we've ever had here? I'm like, do I want to keep her and have her resent me a little bit, you know, or always wonder what it would have been like? So I remember that moment, I was just like, I'm happy for you. I think I said something like that. And then Matt was like, what's it going to take for us to keep her? And I go,
I know, he started hard. And then you shut him down. You're like, no,
you shut
can't
me down,
do that.
Right?
Yeah.
I respect that because you're right. Yeah. Exactly the way you said it. Like, I know, came through a lot of thought.
You're thinking about it for months.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you were looking for the win-win. You know, you were looking for the ways to make it possible, but you just need to allow yourself the space to see what's possible and not have anything else pulling you away from the next step that you want for your life. And I will say this on camera. I don't think we've seen the last, but...
No, I'm going to be in Summit, and I hope to still be part of the team in some capacity with the events. And
maybe the Mastermind Weekends or something.
I am committed to that.
Yeah.
So she'll be a part of the team, just not a full-time part of the team.
Yeah, like this letting go of that. And that's hard. And it's been challenging even just in this training process. Like, just letting go of that. And
because we've got Lily.
I'm the one who does that. Like, it's just... It's been all these mixed emotions and just like not wanting to let go, but having to let go and just like, it's going to be challenging.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
We appreciate you. You're amazing.
That's right.
Thank you for everything. What's anything final before I ask you the final question?
I don't know. I feel the need to like just, Sarah, you have literally built this podcast with Lewis almost from day one. And now it's over 100 million downloads and over a million listeners across the world. And I just feel like if anybody is inclined to just say thank you to Sarah, you can reach her at sarah@greatness.com.
That's true.
And
send her a little letter.
I would be grateful.
Oh my goodness.
Send her a letter.
Super grateful.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm going to just continue to praise her for now until Summit of Greatness and then beyond because, I mean, my family is close friends with you.
Yeah.
My wife is close friends with you. Bella is basically family to you. So I know we're still going to be friends, but I hope we continue to work together.
Sarah at greatness.com.
Because that's a big thing. She's not the one without the H. With the H. Sarah.
He actually witnessed this.
It was hilarious.
Because I tell him, like, every time you
Sarah's with an H. Sarah, they like, girl out together.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, are you with an H or without?
It's like the first thing, oh, my name's Sarah. Oh, I'm Sarah too. And then we just, there's this awkward pause, like, with an H. And then we both wait. And then if yes, it's like, oh,
immediate girlfriends.
It's like
come here, girlfriend. It was just,
and if not, it's like,
oh. It was cute.
Nice to meet you.
I'm having a hard time letting go here, but I'll let you close it out.
Well, what's any other things you want to share before you share your definition of greatness?
No, I just, again, appreciate the opportunity and it's given me purpose. It's given me a platform to use all my skills. Like, who knew? Like, oh, knowing how to sew and cook and, you know.
Organize.
Yeah, just all these things that I love to do, you know, showing me that, you know, they are worth something, that I am a leader, that they can be monetized and, you know.
What's the greatest skill you acquired over the last 6 years?
never taking no for an answer, and just that there's always a lower price. And, you know, just like keep trying and like to ask the, be comfortable being uncomfortable. It's funny, Trish even says, she's like, okay, well, if Lewis asked you to do this, would you do it? You know, because like if I know I'm doing it for him, it just gives me this courage or, you know, to dig deeper. So I'm just going to take that in.
That's cool.
To my next chapter and, you know, just be relentless with what I want for myself.
That's great.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a good lesson. So what's your definition of greatness?
You know, it just, after hearing, when we were sitting here, I'm like, when he just said the last question, I'm like, I didn't prepare for that. Like, how in all these episodes? Like, that's always the closeout question. Like,
well, okay, what's the greatest answer you've heard from someone that you really liked? That you were like, ooh, that was a good one that it resonated with me. And then what's your own personal?
I can't think of the actual guest who said it, but I think, you know, just, I just think that, I'll just say my own definition of greatness is just, you know, right now, feeling the fear and doing it anyway. You know, I'm like terrified to let go of this. Just, you know, trusting the process and that, you know, there's, you know, I believe that there's a higher power that's guiding me and, you know, just being open to the signs and trusting the process and you know, trusting that everything's going to work out and, yeah, feeling the fear and doing it anyway, so.
We love you. We appreciate you.
We love you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Yes, we do.
Cheers. Coffee Conversations.
Cheers.
Great episode.
Three Musketeers right
here. Thank you. There you have it, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this coffee conversation, building the School of Greatness empire with my executive assistant, Sarah Livingstone, Matt Cesarato, behind the scenes of the last 6 years. Crazy to think about. One idea to launch one episode and hopefully get one listener has grown into what it is now, 120 million plus downloads, 5 million plus downloads a month, 821 episodes, our fourth annual Summit of Greatness, New York Times bestselling book, another book, incredible courses, a membership site, Greatest Mastermind with massive seven-figure, eight-figure entrepreneurs. And we just keep growing and growing and growing. And it all starts with the power to take one step, to do one thing, with a vision. And that's what we've done together as a team. Very excited and grateful for our team, for what Sarah's done for us. And she's still part of the team, but in a different setting. And she's taking more time for herself on her next chapter. But I'm very grateful for this. If you guys enjoyed this, let me know. Share it with your friends. Text them, lewishouse.com/821. And you can always tag me at Lewis House on Instagram and let me know if you want to see more of this content, more behind the scenes with me and my team to hear how we do what we do. And again, never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has, said Margaret Mead. If you're starting right now, just yourself or with a small team, 2, 3, 5, 10 people, you can make a massive impact. We had a small team, just me and Sarah, to get started. And we've built a massive impact over the last 6 years with just a small team. You don't need a lot, but you need to give a lot. And that's up to you. How much effort are you willing to give? How much love are you willing to put into small things that can do wonderful things? What are you willing to do? I love you so very much. You know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Protein to fuel results, but it's not easy when you're drinking the same bland chalky shake every day. Stop punishing yourself and get to GNC for the best protein in the game. including all the hottest brands and crave-worthy flavors that'll keep you coming back for more. We're talking protein that legit tastes like cookies, your favorite cereals, indulgent desserts, and more. So bust out of your protein rut and actually look forward to those shakes with unbeatable protein at unbeatable prices. Fuel your fitness with protein at GNC. Yeah.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang and Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range in a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.